this goes on and 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 on it goes. But somehow I know it won't be the same. Yeah, somehow I know never be the same.
So fly with your sweet honey buns. You was there when the money gone. You'll be there when the money comes. For real though.
Got me lifted, shifted higher than the ceiling. And ooh, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly?
Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? so fly. Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly?
So high like I'm a star. So high like I'm a star. So high like I'm a star. So high like I'm a star.
Welcome back to
WMFO in
Medford.
Nice. I wasn't sure where we were going with that one.
I was going to go with Ladies and Clogs.
Oh, okay.
But you're listening to Ladies and Clogs.
Hello.
7.06 a.m. and we are up and at 'em.
We're at 'em. We got up bright and early this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Apologies for slight lateness. We got locked out of the station, so there were some hijinks, but got let in, and now we're here.
Yeah, so thank you to UPD.
Also, kind of appropriate thematically that we were like stranded and then like
we persevered.
Well, I was gonna say then like breaking and entering, and then we like were like fighting for treasure. I'm really not doing your job, because then I realized none of those things actually happened, but it seemed like a little bit parody maybe for a minute, in that we were like navigating circumstances.
That's true.
On the high seas.
You would have been our leader there, because I kind of just said, I don't know, deal with it. Anyway, what is our theme for today?
Our theme today is Pirate Bash.
Yeah, it's a pirate party over here.
Emma, what does that mean? Who knows?
I guess we'll figure it out as we go along. Mm-hmm. What song did we just hear?
We just heard the song Sugar Sugar by Baby Bash. That was my connection there. The word bash.
I was like, what?
Just looked like totally blank for a minute, and I was like, okay.
I like the song.
Thank you. I also like the song. It makes me feel like it's like a very summery song. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of the start of summer, which it currently is. So that felt appropriate.
Yeah, this feels like summer now.
It is. I'm a little bit sweaty. Yeah. I'm going to be totally honest.
Certainly warm enough.
We were walking here and we were like, we want to sit down. It's too much.
Also, we only like were drinking coffee on the way over, and not any like cool popsicle-y liquids or anything.
We were not drinking any cool popsicle liquids.
So it was maybe partly our own fault for drinking hot coffee.
We'll work on that for next week. Maybe I'll get you a popsicle in the morning.
That was what I was trying to tell you. But
I'm sorry. No, well, message received loud and clear. I got it. Like, we can do that.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Well,
would you like to play some songs?
Yeah, I'll play a tune.
Pirate songs. Yeah. Or not.
Okay, I'm ready.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace on me. Set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no.
And we got more. Coconut Grove is a very small cove, separated from the sea by a shifting shoal. We didn't realize that we had arrived at high tide. High tide barely made it out alive. Oh. Fishermen working at night. Not even once did we see a light. We didn't realize the forecast had been revised by moonless skies and shifting wind that gusts and dies. Oh, on the sand, Achilles heaving. But tonight, we got to be leaving. Travel through the day and into the evening. Oh, 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 oh.
W
M
F
O.
Sorry, you were going to say something.
Medford.
Please continue.
No, I was just going to say ladies and clogs.
Oh my gosh, I keep missing it.
You do.
Clogs.
Okay. And ladies. And ampersand? No, we don't have an ampersand, do we? It's just a plus sign, maybe.
Oh, I sometimes do an ampersand.
I think you can switch it out because we didn't convert.
I think you're like, I think it's going to be okay. We should handle this. We might have to duel.
Wow, okay.
That would maybe put a damper on the pirate party, but also it's a piratey thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my thoughts. What music did we just hear?
First, we heard Islands in the Stream by Kenny Rogers.
Nice. That. Where'd you hear that one, Emma? Why'd you put that on your playlist?
Oh, that's, you're going there, aren't
you? I'm sorry, we don't have to.
It's from a TV show that I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman proposes to her boyfriend, and she sings a song to him, and I thought it was really sweet, so I put it on because it also has to do with islands.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like pirates are always getting marooned on islands.
I agree. I think that is always happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the pirate world.
Yep.
And then we heard Marathon by Tennis, and in that song I think they're like also trying to like get to shore, and they're kind of traveling on the sea.
Hmm.
So I feel like that is another thing that pirates do, and I also really like that song. So, and it's on an album called Cape Dory, so I think it's
nice.
Probably like in the water or by the shore.
I like that. I like that. Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Mm, yeah.
A pirate neighborhood. Yeah, oh my gosh.
Wow, we're on the same wavelength.
Wavelength. Nice. Radio pun and ocean pun.
Wow, I did
so
that on
appropriate
purpose.
For a radio show about pirates. Nice.
No, I didn't.
That was very well done.
It was.
Wait, will you say the dress pants one? I just spoiled it, but that was a really funny.
In the lab one day, I was wearing a dress because it was hot outside, but I had to wear pants to work in my lab. And I put on my pants, like, with my dress. And then I turned to the person next to me and I was like, is this what they meant by dress pants? And then I went, ba-doom-tsh, on my own. And he didn't laugh, but I did.
Emma told me this last night and I laughed for a while.
Yeah, so at least
amused.
One person thinks I'm funny.
I think it's really funny.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to play some more tunes?
Yeah.
Cool.
We're going to continue the pirate party.
Yay.
All right.
the night. It's good when you feel like a child, when people tell us we need to straighten out. Walk right across this town, yelling your name, and I'll wait for you to come on down. Have you had yourself a good time for a while lately? Now I just can't understand what you're so worried about. You're going to the party by the end of tonight. There's going to be dancing, there's gonna be a fight. Yes, it's gonna be there for you. And you're too drunk to know what the hell you do. Disappear or hate how you're living like everyone else here. Song for a sinking ship, for the one little piece of it that floats on the water when the rest has gone under.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh. It's
Sorry. Was that too
much? That was good. It felt pretty piratey in a good way.
Oh, yeah. Ahoy. Ahoy is maybe what I'll say next time.
I feel like people don't use ahoy enough.
They definitely don't use it very often. So I think that's probably right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What are other like piratey words?
Arg.
Arg. Nice. Okay.
Am I stereotyping pirates?
Maybe.
But I feel like that's pirates. Pretty okay. This word, like arg. I feel like everyone says that, right?
Everyone says that, definitely, yeah. Also, I feel like the pirate that I'm picturing when I was thinking of this pirate bash is very much like literally pirate, like probably from a picture book. Like,
yeah, I'm thinking about a
cartoon. Wearing like capris and has like maybe a peg leg and like definitely a striped t-shirt, and a like bandana. Both of us right now. And also, yeah, we're both wearing striped t-shirts. What's new? And like, yeah, has a bandana and an eye patch and like one really cool earring.
And a vest.
And like a pirate. Wow. Did we both do that? Nice. Killing it. Good morning. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning. So like literally a cartoon character. Like in no way like a real person. I'd just like to clarify.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly the picture I have in my head. It's actually a cartoon too.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a cartoon pirate party.
Yeah.
To clarify. Additionally, arg. And yeah.
What songs did we hear?
Well, the first song we heard was by Alabama Shakes and it was called Going to the Party. Yes. This is a pirate party and we're here.
Partying.
The second song we heard was by Bellows and it's called Funny Things, because honestly, I just think this is a funny theme. Like, I think it's funny that we're doing this. And I think a pirate bash probably is both fun and funny.
Yeah.
Well, like, I feel like
pirates, is it funny? Do you think it's probably scary when a bunch of cartoon pirates get together?
I feel like probably there's like some swashbuckling, but it's like in good fun amongst mates. Ahoy. I don't know. It seems like a concept to
That's
me.
That's fair. I like
it. Taking a moment to chuckle with that song. Anyway.
Important.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm trying to think of more parody words.
I don't know if pirates have like specific other language.
I have a question. Why is the parrot always named Polly?
Because it's alliteration.
Also, try saying Polly the pirate parrot a bunch of times. Nope.
I won't even say it once.
Cool. I did it once. I'm kind of proud of myself. I honestly didn't. I was like, let's try it. Didn't know how it was going to go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Would you like to play a song?
Sure. I have one ready.
Perhaps even more than one. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
I knew there we
In Medford. Nice. Ladies, it's 7:32. Sorry. It is also 7:32.
Yeah, it is. We are wide awake.
Just to paint a nice picture, Emma's like pretty much lying down. Like in a chair with microphone access, but essentially horizontal. Mm-hmm. Looking super hype and ready to go. So that's good.
That's how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. Not tired at all.
The morning. Hello. Good morning.
I do like mornings usually.
Hello, morning.
What songs did we just hear?
Ask yourself that question and then
it was me.
Respond to yourself.
What song? No, just kidding. The first song we heard was by Rihanna.
Nice.
And it was a remix of the song Diamonds, and it's the Dave Odd 100 extended remix. Mm. So that was the first one we heard. And then the second one we heard was Over the Ocean by Best Coast in a little iTunes session. So I chose Diamonds because I was thinking to myself, like, at a pirate bash, they're probably celebrating the fact that they have treasure.
Probably.
And diamonds are a treasure that some people value.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I chose that one. Mm-hmm. Figured bring it to the party. And then Over the Ocean by Best Coast has like a double ocean kind of deal.
Mm.
And I feel like pirates are usually on oceans and not on like rivers or lakes, because that would be more limiting.
So yeah.
The ocean, the open seas.
I will give you a fact, which is not to discredit you just said, and also okay. So Vikings were really cool. They could do lots of cool things with ships, including their like ships that they built had really shallow draft, which means they sat pretty high in the water, so they were seaworthy and they could go in the ocean, but also they could go up streams, like into rivers.
Whoa.
So they could like sneak up on the monasteries in England and like just come out of the mist, and suddenly they were like right there, and all the monks would get very alarmed and the Vikings would plunder.
That's
and
like,
take all the manuscripts and gold from the monks.
That's like good for the Vikings, but sad for everyone else,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Viking pirates, man.
Viking pirates, but also oceans and rivers.
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for connecting that and discrediting me.
No, I didn't mean to discredit you. It was just like an adding
no,
thing.
Right.
It was an addition.
No,
just
thank
a small
you.
Something.
It was a cool thing. So.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Should I read a little PSA?
Please.
Okay, guys, I have something important to tell you about grill safety. Grill safety PSA. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch. And never, ever, ever leave it a lit or smoldering grill unattended.
That makes sense.
If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You're a concerned citizen. ... A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That's all important.
There's a picture of like a big old fire on a porch.
Uh-oh.
With a firefighter like being really good and putting it out. So, just so you all know, to be careful with your grills.
That's important.
Yeah. I don't personally have a grill because it's just like not something that was in the cards for me.
It's a safe choice.
But I do have an oven, and I did grill some veggie burgers in there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't actually do it because no one trusts me with an oven or any appliances. But it was a step above my usual microwaving, so.
Killing it. You're working summer. Your way there.
Yeah.
Maybe this time next year you'll be working a grill 10 feet away from your porch.
Yeah,
obviously. At least. Whew. Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should do some more music, but also really quickly, I would like to just raise like another piratey thing that I remembered. And that's grog. I feel we should discuss.
Oh, I love that. I love it. Can we just start using that too?
Yeah. I looked up some pirate facts because I thought maybe we wanted them. And this one says, grog was the pirate's drink. And apparently, so I had heard that before. I didn't know that it's a mixture of rum, water, lemon juice, and sugar.
Ew.
Who'd have thought?
I'm just like picturing some pirates with like some fancy like lemonade. With like lemons coming out of it.
Yeah. Grog with like a straw.
Yeah.
And like a little, one of those little like party umbrellas, mm-hmm. like drink umbrellas mm-hmm. at the party, at the pirate bash. There's definitely grog with drink umbrellas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Okay. We can move on. Just wanted to take a moment to recognize
appreciate
that one.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Yes. Good.
More tunes?
Yeah. Go.
Tune time.
softer for his feet. Head over to look out for him tonight, make sure that he's gonna be alright until he's home and here with me. Head over to look out for him tonight, for he is sleeping under the sky. Head over, make sure the ground he's sleeping on is always warm.
Nice. I liked that.
Chips Ahoy, am I right?
Oh, no. Sure. Yeah. I feel like that's probably a good pirate bash snack.
Chips Ahoy, yeah.
Like, you need to have snacks at your pirate party. Probably Chips Ahoy. They're all like, Ahoy!
We could really have pirate.
We should just have a pirate bash. Party. That's true. That's a good point. Down. I don't know how we didn't get there sooner.
Yeah. I just really wanted to eat Chips Ahoy with you at, like,
yeah,
a festive setting.
We can make that happen.
Let's do it.
With, like, a lot of ease. We can just do that.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm excited.
Great.
Cool. Great. Do you want to talk about those tunes?
I would love to. The first tune that we tuned was called Green Sea, and that's by Fear of Men. And my thought process was, out on the sea, there maybe are pirates. It's like, and also, if they're cartoon pirates, the cartoon water, like, could very easily just be green. Like, water kind of looks green sometimes anyway, but I'm picturing it, like, drawn in, like, a nice greenish.
Yeah, because it's also probably green, they're in more of a tropical setting, so it's lighter water.
Yeah, you want to have, like, warm weather for your pirate bash.
Yeah, I don't think that there are pirates, like, in Maine or whatever. I don't know. Or there were. Or the cartoon.
in my unclear. Cartoon. This is, like, very much, like, confusingly fictional to, like, make such claims. But, yeah.
I'm just picturing somewhere that's, like, not a real location, but it's just like an idea.
Oh yeah, yeah,
where
yeah.
The water is green and like
yeah, all the islands have a single palm tree on them.
Yeah,
so that was a song, Pirate Bash happening on the Green Sea. Second song you heard was by Dolly Parton, who, let me just tell you, I've been listening to so much Dolly Parton recently.
It's the best thing I've ever heard.
That song is called Travel in Prayer, because I was like, pirates, they're roamers roaming around the high seas, mm-hmm. traveling to have different parties and like plunder different treasures.
Yeah.
So that was my thought process there. Also, I just really wanted to play Dolly Parton. I had another song that I honestly might
play later. I'm not kidding. Please do. I love Dolly Parton.
We can do that. I'll switch out something for that one. Even more tenuously related, but also a good one.
Good.
So we might go with that.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Would you like to play some songs?
Yeah, I would.
Great.
I have one here.
Please.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing into the sea,
own way, cause we'll be okay. I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pop stayed the same and your mom's moved away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray, trying to find a heart that's not walking away. Turn the lights down low, walk these halls alone. We can feel so far from so close. Like ships in the night, and I was late, headed to a red carpet. They won't know my name. Riding in silence, all that we wanna say. About to board when you call on the phone. You say I'm sorry, I'll be waiting at home. Feels like we're learning this out on our own. Trying to find a way down a road we don't know. Turn the lights down low, walk these halls alone. We can feel so far from so close. Like ships in the night,
chipping up rocks for the great highway. I live 5 years if I take my time, balling that jack and drinking my wine. I've been chipping them rocks from dawn till doom, while my rider hide my bottle in the other room. Yes, I will. Easy win. Cross the bayou today. Cause there's a whole lot of women, mama, out in red on the streets today. And the river keeps a-talking, but you never.
Welcome back to Ladies in Clogs.
We're on a ship having a party. There are a lot of parrots here. They're eating Chips Ahoy.
That's my ultimate dream.
Yeah, that's the situation. We're actually not doing any of those things. I think all of those things are not allowed right now where we are.
Yeah.
So.
Especially being on a ship, that'd be kind of tricky.
Yeah, we have no ship in the station. Also, no chips.
No water.
Or Chips Ahoy. Cookies. No cookies. No water.
Nothing.
No parrots. No pirates.
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, okay, yeah, true. We've got Emma. But otherwise, things are looking pretty dull. What songs did we hear, though?
We heard Ships in the Night by Matt Kearney.
Nice.
And I feel like pirates do a lot of their traveling by night so they can, like, blend in, be clandestine. Is that how you pronounce that word? And then also, you know, like, the Princess Bride, that scene where they're, like, in the dark. And, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. And then the other song we heard was Easy Wind by the Grateful Dead. It was the 2015 remastered edition.
Nice.
And you know the classic pirate's flag with like the skull and crossbones and it's a black flag? Well, you know, you got to have good winds so that you can make that visible. Like what if it's not a windy day and you're trying to show everyone that you're a pirate with that your like black pirate flag, then no one's able to tell that you're a pirate and they're just like, oh, look at this ship coming in. Not like, oh my God, fear this pirate ship.
Exactly, as they should.
It's all about the flag.
It's true. You know how when like little kids have birthday parties, sometimes you put like balloons out, like tie them to like the fence or something, or like your mailbox. So it's like people are like, oh, there's a birthday party in this house. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing the pirates like hoisting their pirate flag and then like also tying some balloons to the top of the mast.
Being like, yeah, and then pirate like, bash.
Yeah, pirate bash happening on this pirate ship right now.
Making everyone jealous.
Is a thought I'm having.
That's definitely what happens.
Exactly. Well, it's 7:56 and 3 seconds, so we're gonna head out very soon. Do you have any final pirate thoughts to share?
Arg.
Nice. Wait, that was really well done. We're gonna play one last song and then we're gonna head out, and we'll be back next Tuesday bright and early to be sort of out of it again.
It's our nice 7 a.m. time.
Yeah, starting the day off.
So you've been listening to WMFO in Medford. As Nina said, it's 7:56.
Mm-hmm.
And what tune are we going to hear?
We're going to hear another song by Dolly Parton.
Incredible.
Which I wasn't going to play, but then I decided I was going to. thanks, Emma. And this one is called These Old Bones, which is like, just seemed like pirate flag has like the crossbones on it. And like, this is really sort of like a witchy song, but I thought like that could sort of translate maybe also to like my cartoon pirate vibe in my head. They're like similar situations happening. So anyway, this is a great song. We're gonna listen to it.
Bye everyone.
Farewell.
These old bones will tell your story. These old bones will never lie. These old bones will tell you surely what you can't see with your eye. These old bones I shake and rattle. These old bones I toss and roll. And it's all in where they scatter, tells you what the future holds. Oh, she lived upon the mountain, 11 miles or so from town, with a one-eyed cat named Wink, a billy goat and a blue tick hound. Her graying hair was braided and wrapped around her head, and her dress was long and faded, and her home a rusty shed. In a little pouch of burlap, tied with a piece of twine, there were bones all shapes and sizes, gathered through the course of time. She'd throw them out before you, she swore that she could see the present, past, and future, she could read your destiny. Everybody knew about her, came to get their fortune read, concerning health and wealth and power, who to love and when to wed.
Well, I just like helping people, I'm just glad that I can help. Well, I know everybody's secrets, but I keep it to myself. These old bones will tell your story. These old bones will never lie. These old bones will tell you surely what you can't see with your eye. These old bones
daddy came.
Just because a body's different, well, that don't make them mad. Well, they've crucified a many for the special gifts they've had.
I had often heard about her, dreamed about her now and then, for I too was clairvoyant, came about when I was 10. I was fascinated with her and the things I'd heard about, and I knew someday I'd meet her, and one day it came about.
Well, I know that yous are coming, I could feel it in my bones. These old bones have also told me that I won't be here for long. Did you know that you's adopted? Did you know you once was mine? But the county took you from me, said I wouldn't write mine. But I just knowed I had to see you before these bones was laid to rest. So I conjured up a message. It must have worked, I guess. This gift runs in.